Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Idiocy, right? Trying to show off in front of the dudes and show what a hey, I'm ahead of the game, right? I'm feeling on folks. You understand
sure,
what I'm saying?
Oh sure. God.
The freaking assistant principal was right behind me.
Oh no.
You know who she was?
Lyric Blade's mom.
Woman. Barry Wilburn played for the Redskins.
Uh oh.
And you can look him up. I want to tell you, but he's from Memphis. So once I went to Melrose and all that, Barry Wilburn, and his mom was a former track star. Actually ran with Wilma Rudolph, if I'm not mistaken, up at TSU. Anyway,
yeah.
All that said, she was our principal, okay, assistant principal at Snowden at the time under Steve Simpson, and she saw me fill on Lyric. Now, can you know it's going to be worse, right, when the woman assistant principal sees the young, stupid, naive man feeling on a young girl in junior high. You understand what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she let me know how unacceptable that behavior was. And I asked her, listen, this is the first time I've ever been in trouble, Mrs. Wilburn. Please just let this slide. No! Call my parents up there. They come to the school.
Oh, no.
Right? They got to hear what I did. And my dad and mom asked me, well, what did you do? They thought I went crazy or something. Did something crazy. I stabbed somebody with a pencil or something. I said, I touched a girl on her booty. And imagine my mom's disgust.
Lyric Blade didn't want you touching on her booty.
Go through
there.
The reactions here.
It was an unwanted.
Mom, to your point, Brandon, because that's where I was going. Yes, it was unwanted, John. No young lady wants that. And
no.
I told you, she gave me a bet, but she didn't curse me out because it happened to her all the time. That's it. My mom was absolutely disgusted with me.
Of course.
My dad?
Yeah, where are we at with Les?
Would he give you
a little high five ish? A little bit of a snicker?
Who was she? First, he wanted to know who was she.
Of course.
And then you said, well, of course it was Lyric Blade.
He let me know that it was unacceptable, but he also, I think he was in some way proud.
That's my boy Les.
I don't know.
Les endorsed.
It's 2020.
You're talking about somebody who went on to shoplift at TSU and flunk out, right? To mess up many times. So maybe my dad back then should have been a little bit, maybe Les, who's down in Belize now living easy, should have been a little bit harder on me, a little bit tougher on me, John. But no, to that point, that was the most idiotic thing I ever did at school, was messing with Lyric Blade's you know what.
Yes, yes.
Thing looked like two apples.
Oh, my God, dude. You called it National Geographic.
It could have been in it.
Might I share mine?
Please do.
Are you sure it's not going to be, if it's not going to be, you know.
It's not appropriate.
That's a good story, so it's you can't.
You want to leave on a high note? I don't think it'll top the booty toucher.
Again, that sounds so corny when you put it that way.
It involves the toilet.
And I'm not proud of it, and I tell kids, don't do that, because you'll be in there with me, and you'll have the same thing happen to me. The women assistant principal will see it, and you'll really get put in your
place. It actually is pretty interesting. So I was a JV basketball player. I was a freshman, Mount Olive High School, and we went to Witt High School. And during the varsity game, they had a cake raffle. And my friend Tim won the cake raffle. It's like a cakewalk. Tim won it, and he wasn't there. So I went and collected the cake for Tim, and I had this stupid cake, and I'm watching the basketball game, and I look like a moron because I'm already a freshman watching the varsity game. And so I'm like, what am I going to do with this cake? Like, I don't want to carry this stupid cake, and Tim's not going to eat it. So I went to the bathroom at this high school, and I went in the bathroom, and I proceeded to, instead of using the trash can, it was full, I put it in the toilet, and it looked like a power flusher. Like, it had the strong flusher handle. Everything about this toilet said, this toilet will be able to digest this thing. Guess what happened? I put this thing in the toilet, and I power flushed it, and it choked.
And
the water, and because it's a powerful toilet in a high school, it runs over. And I couldn't stop it. I couldn't get it dislodged fast enough. And the water rushes out into the hallway at Witt High School. And now we've got a problem.
Wow.
Because Brad is in the bathroom. Instead of watching the varsity game, he's in there flushing a cake down the toilet that clogs it and runs all over. And so, like, it's kind of a deal in this lobby. And so I got the whole team in major trouble for this, including the varsity team, and I absolutely got my ass whooped.
Wow.
For trying to flush a cake down a toilet.
And I, from then on, for a year, I was known as the cake flusher.
That's pretty silly.
Hopefully your stories, listeners, are far less embarrassing than ours.
Yes. Jason, you can't be touching booties, without permission in 2020.
What was the punishment?
suspended for one day.
Oh, that's
one
not bad.
One day?
Oh, that's fine.
Hey, honest to God.
Because
like,
I had no record. You see, no record of that sort of behavior before.
I'm asking this honestly.
I'd been the good square kid.
Had that happened in 2020, you would have probably gotten expelled.
You might have, yeah.
Are you kidding? Of course I would have.
Like you'd gotten like straight up expelled. Not even like two questions.
What's so weird, like that behavior almost in the sense that Lyric's reaction to me, right? She didn't slap me across the face because she was, and this is unfortunate, she was used to boys doing that to her back in the day. And that's what I'm saying. If that had been my daughter, imagine that. If that's my daughter today in 2020, how angry I am at little Jason Smith putting his hand in what I'm doing. As a result, hell, I'm the one who put my hands on the little whippersnapper as Lyric's father. So, again, believe me, I'm capable enough to know, to put myself in those shoes and realize how awful that was back then. I don't tell that story to laugh and say, hey, kids, go do what Jason Smith did. I tell it to tell you, literally to learn from it, because that's what Old Smooth does.
All the middle schoolers out there who are listening to the show right now.
Well, I just remember your hormones are racing and you want some of that. You want what was, you know.
How old were you?
This is 7th, 8th grade, so, man. Like, people are, I got friends already telling me they've done it. You know what I'm saying?
13.
Wow.
Y'all don't have friends back then telling you, hey, I'm already over that virgin hill. Exactly.
I'm certainly
you're
not.
All wondering who is
John,
who
of course, was, he was right there already in.
I'm certainly not going to talk about it on the air, though. I'm going to.
Stop. It's a huge part of all of our upbringings.
What?
When you.
No. We don't need to go there.
You were in that category, weren't you?
I like that you don't like, you're not comfortable kissing and telling in this case.
Yeah, exactly. We know enough about stuff. You know what I mean?
Well, a lot of folks in Memphis knew Lyric Blade.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you right now, a lot of folks knowing exactly what I'm talking about.
Lyric Blade.
I've got folks texting me know who Lyric was.
Wow. She was quite a piece, huh?
It was amazing.
All right. We're going to take a break. Jason's over here getting the vapors about middle school.
Yeah, I'm married.
We are going to talk about what happened between Kendrick Perkins and Kevin Durant on Twitter. It was absolutely epic. John Clayton will join us at 12:25. Back in a minute, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis and America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN. What's better than watching football? Nothing. And with the Yahoo Sports mobile app, you can be watching the NFL free on your phone. Get live, local, and primetime games, including the playoffs and Super Bowl 54. Download the Yahoo Sports app now to watch free.
Today, the demand for data analytics professionals is high. The computer and IT sector is projected to grow 12% through 2024. That's nearly 500,000 new jobs. If you're a degreed professional interested in advancing your career in technology, you should check out CBU's data analytics-focused Master of Science in Computer Information Systems or our Data Analytics Graduate Certificate. Learn more about these tech-focused programs on our website at cbu.edu/GEP. That's cbu.edu/GEP.
Hello, Memphis. Brett Clark here, operating partner of Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. I get asked all the time what I mean when I say we use food and wine to create memorable times. It's things like bringing a selection of shawls to your table in any color to match your outfit if you're a little chilly. Or, if you forgot your reading glasses, we bring you a box of reading glasses labeled for gender and intensity. Or if your phone is about to die, we'll bring you a portable battery. Add this to things like our Fleming Prime Steaks and a wine list with over 100 selections, and you have a meal to remember. Come experience the difference at Fleming's Prime Steakhouse, where we use food and wine to create memorable times.
Thinking about selling your home, but don't want the stress of getting it ready for market? Email your home address to investor@livelovememphis.com for a free analysis, no obligation, no hassle, just an offer. Sell your home for cash today. investor@livelovememphis.com.
Foundation damage, cracked floors, bowing walls. Foundation problems have so many terrible effects. Time to utilize a single terrific solution, Redeemers Group. They offer innovative products, preeminent experience, and warrantied work that's transferable. Redeemers Group can waterproof your home, stopping the leaks that start the nightmares. Visit redeemersgroup.com today for a free estimate. No two foundation problems are alike, but there's one company that can handle them all. Redeemers Group. Call 901-390-9448 or click redeemersgroup.com.
Hey, this is John Martin. You guys know sports is what I do. So if sports is what you do, too, I got the perfect spot for you to go to, and that's the Blue Monkey. It's a great place to catch whatever game happens to be on TV, and it's also a great spot for comfort food, like the hot wing rolls. It's a delicacy. They will not disappoint. Also, it's a fantastic burger spot. In addition to burgers, you got to try the Beef Eater. It's a thinly sliced, slow-roasted prime beef with melted Swiss on a Parmesan-crusted sourdough bun with tiger sauce. And the Prime Philly is from the same slow-roast prime rib Philly style with pepper. peppers, onions, and Swiss on a hoagie served with au jus. If you want something a little lighter, the Grilled Chicken Club is amazing. It's fully dressed with bacon, cheddar, and jack cheeses, lettuce, tomato, and honey mustard served on a sesame seed bun or croissant. Tons of options. They got two locations, 513 South Front Street downtown, 2012 Madison Avenue in Midtown. Visit BlueMonkeyMemphis.com.
Live team trivia and karaoke every Wednesday and Thursday. Bring a team and win some green. Live music at the Blue Monkey Midtown Friday night, Low Country Nationals. On Saturday, Steve Ingles and Triple X Kingfish.
Data message rates apply. National contest. It's new money in the new year. Every hour from 8 a.m. through 5 p.m. at the top of the hour.
How do you pay, man? If you don't write checks, how do you pay these guys?
Straight cash, homie.
Win a G. $1,000 in straight cash, homie. Money, money in 2020.
More money, more money, more money.
And right now, get a G.
12 noon, code word. You've got 50 minutes to text the word HOPE, H-O-P-E, to 72881. Text HOPE, H-O-P-E, to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. It's new money in the new year. Get your money right now, and your chance to win this hour is with the word HOPE, H-O-P-E. Text HOPE to 72881 for your chance to win a grand. And don't forget, if you miss a word, simply go to 92.9 FM ESPN on the radio.com app. Our app, you have the rewind feature. You can always go back and get the word that way.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Every day at this time, we do the rundown. Why don't we get to it?
Now, it's the rundown. The biggest stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
First story, Tigers fall. We talked about it in the open, but worth reviewing a couple other points. Memphis falls 76-67 at Wichita State last night. Disappointing loss, particularly when you played so well defensively. Held Wichita State to 33% shooting, and when you make that really a ball game there with less than 3 minutes left, it's a six-point game when Alex Lomax turns that ball over. I think trying to get a layup at that point in traffic, and uncharacteristically, he turned it over quite a bit yesterday. Now, it has not been uncharacteristic, as John Martin pointed out, for this team.
Yep.
I think, what was the 16.8 you told us yesterday?
Yep.
Averaging coming into that, going into that game yesterday.
Yep.
And it continues to be a problem and was down the stretch for them, obviously. But you had a chance to win that game after being down 19. You were right there, I think, which adds to the sort of frustration level of fans here. Precious Achiuwa was dominant again, had 22 points and 12 rebounds. John, we did not talk about this part of it. Beforehand, I think around 5 o'clock yesterday, the announcement was made that Precious had made the midseason list for the Wooden Award. Now, we've been in Memphis long enough, and enough good players have come through here that you've been on enough of these lists that when this news sometimes is announced, it kind of comes and goes, right, that a player makes these midseason lists. Now, Precious is on this list with 24 other of the top players in the country, including Vernon Carey Jr. at Duke, who if some got right now leading for the Player of the Year award. He's on that list as one of the finalists for the award. Now, this can change, obviously, and it's just the midseason list, but it goes to show you any thought that this kid, you know, or any concern, hey, he's going to have to step up now without James Wiseman. Precious Achiuwa is giving you every dang thing he's got.
Yep.
And you literally saw it on his face at the end of the Georgia game. He's worn out, and you literally saw a coach having to adjust.
Yep.
And seeing it himself against Georgia and say, man, I got to get another big in there beside Precious and play them. And you saw this play out last night, literally. So it's not wearing out my top guy as much as it did against Georgia. And so you go through Isaiah Maurice and keep him on the floor for 8 minutes, and he puts up 8 shots and doesn't get a rebound. And you try Lance Thomas, and that's not working. Then you go to Malcolm Dandridge, and look, you know, eventually – you're the hope, I would think, because he's so, you know, physically suited for the position, is that Malcolm Dandridge at some point can be a consistent force for you at the four. But last night, even Malcolm was struggling a little bit. You can tell too, John, because Malcolm, Malcolm and James Wiseman coming up together at East had such a great relate. If you ever watched the two of them play, it was almost like brothers in the sense they knew where the other one's going to be. They did the high-low game, those two would run together. They could trust each other because they knew where the other one would be, right? Malcolm doesn't have that relationship with Precious yet. Understandable. Haven't played together that. But it's right now, that's sort of what they're expecting, because again, you're having Precious slip into that Wiseman role at the five, and whereas Precious was once where Dandridge is now,
yep.
And you saw it last night where Precious goes and gets a charge when he's got two guys in front of him, and Malcolm is at top of the free throw line asking for the ball.
Yep.
That relationship, we're literally asking it to develop on the fly. So you have to take all that in consideration. Penny's trying to find that other big. Again, it may end up being a healthy DJ Jeffries at the four when you're playing smaller was their best lineup last night. To get back to the point, though, Precious Achiuwa having a fantastic season, goes for 22 and 12.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I tried to get him too many rebounds last night. Of course, he's been phenomenal. He stepped up. He's doing everything you asked him to do. And right now, he is on that Wooden Award midseason list with 24 other nation's best. I suspect he's easily going to be the player of the year in the AAC, and that will come with. As long as Memphis finishes in the top three mm-hmm. of the AAC, I ain't saying they got to win it for them to win, because in some cases that would be the case. But I think if they finish in the top three, along Wichita State, Houston, sort of in that mix too, that Precious easily gets player of the year. Yep. He has been phenomenal. And Memphis right now, coming off this loss to Wichita State, is basically at a point where it's trying to find something offensively consistent enough to put beside him to take some of this pressure
off. No doubt. I mean, listen, you're exactly right. Like, Precious is doing everything.
Yeoman's work.
Like, he's doing whatever, everything.
Any phrase you want to put it.
Yeah.
He's doing it all.
You know, and I remember when I, you know, again, not to make this about me, but when James went out, I wrote a column and I said, like, Precious has to emerge. Like, he's got to be the guy. And people were going crazy. They were, like, going off on me. Like, how can you say that? Look at DJ. Look at, you know. And the reality of the situation is Precious is just, first of all, he's older. We talked about that. Like, he's 19, you know.
And he's 20 and a half.
He's 50 years old.
I get that.
He's 20 and a half.
Yeah, he is.
That's what Jonathan Givony and them got down on their draft, on their mock draft. They've got him at 13 right now, and they list his age at 20 and a half. That's what I told him. Precious is a grown man.
No, he is. He's older. Like, you know, he's a freshman, but he's older. And so, and also just because of his physique, like his game, he's just more equipped to sort of, you know, he always was.
He's a grown-ass man out there. It's literally the bottom line.
But
it looks like it.
You know, what Memphis has to do over the next 2 months to make any noise in the tournament, whether it's DJ, whether it's Boogie, whether it's, you know, it's not going to be A-Lo, because that's not his game. Like, he's going to facilitate. He's going to direct
driving. He's going to start averaging 15 for you. That's not his job.
But who is it going to be?
Somebody. It needs to be
Step
somebody.
Right up. I mean, is it DJ?
Probably DJ.
I mean, and listen, if you know, DJ was not himself last night. Like, he had that amazing block though in the first half.
A couple of big defensive plays in the first half.
But he wasn't himself offensively last night.
Only hit the 1-3, right?
But if DJ, you know, returns to the form that he was in before he got the flu.
When we said you didn't have your second best player. Well, that's what we said against Georgia.
Yeah,
I mean, we've kind of classified him as that. I don't change it now. And he was not that for you, obviously, coming back from these flu-like symptoms. He was not able to do that last night. It may end up being the thing because, again, even at, you know, suboptimal level in terms of his health, when he's on the floor as the four, that's when you saw the comeback.
Yep.
You know? And, again, that's what I get back to. You know, Precious may not want to play the five, but for this team, ultimately, it's
no, you're right.
Until you can get Malcolm Dandridge up to speed,
yep.
Because I don't think Lance and Isaiah are going to do it for you. Then it's probably the best thing for this team. It's their best lineup when DJ's at the four and Precious at the five.
Yeah, I think you actually you might be right there. So it'll be interesting to see like how they change it, like what that lineup looks like on Sunday.
You feel like it'll change though? I mean, I don't think Penny 100%. When he tells you that he's gonna go back and throw a curveball now and not change it.
His line, you know, a couple weeks ago about the starting lineup, because the starting lineup has not been good for a few weeks now.
Well, I was suggesting this before Tennessee.
No doubt.
Maybe you
want to
put Alex Lomax in. Yes.
And it was understandable, but his line was, we're winning. I don't want to mess up anything. Well, that's
most coaches wouldn't.
Right. But you're not winning anymore. You've lost two in a row.
Correct.
So now it's time. Like, now it's time to change the starting lineup, and that's exactly what's going to happen. So come Sunday, it's going to certainly be, you know, listen, you wish it was Wiseman returning to the lineup. And it was a new starting lineup in that sense. It's not, but I'm sure that coaching staff is going to figure out the best starting five because it's not the one they're rolling out.
Got to be careful. I'm going off feel and opinion. No reporting here, but John, if I'm Penny, I'm real careful with Boogie right now.
Mm-hmm.
In the sense that I'm careful in this sense. I got to get him back in.
Yep.
I got to get him back into the circle because, again, and this is just me talking. Maybe my feel's way off, but I don't feel like it is. I think this Boogie's a West Coast kid.
Yes, he is.
Okay? And a lot of times, right, especially when these guys, the season's not going maybe as they expected, right, or that role's not going as expected, and maybe you get to a point where, hey, man, this, and you start to think, man, maybe this ain't the place for me. To the point that Aki made about with your James Wiseman, you want to double down on that relationship. If I'm Penny Hardaway, with the way Boogie is struggling right now offensively, I am making sure that he knows, dude, this thing don't get to where we think it can go without you. I need you locked in, focused, and not just when you miss jumpers, you're not a factor in the game. I need you locked in. There have been games where Boogie's given you 5-6 rebounds, so he's been engaged in other places. You need that back, because what you don't want to do is get him to a place where he feels like he's not a part of this thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like it's just not working, because that dude's too talented, we realize, to let that one roll out of here. I mean, that kid was signed up with Duke.
Yep.
You want to get – if you it's his job as coach to find a way to get that asset going, and that's on Penny Hardaway. You want to make sure Boogie's in that fold. You don't want him transferring to Oregon, you know, getting up there, because, again, I think we all know there's something there with Boogie Ellis that we all know is talented. They got to find a way to get it out.
There's no doubt.
Yeah.
And you're right. Like, it is a fine line, right?
Those situations, yeah. Right, where kid's not from here, yep. Maybe get a little yep. bit outside, isolated when he's struggling.
But, I mean, I think,
look, into the fold.
At the end of the day, he's not helping you right now.
No, absolutely not.
You know, and so you can't keep playing a guy, regardless of whether he might transfer or not, if he's not playing well.
I told Jessica Benson, right now Tyler Harris is greater than Boogie Ellis in terms of what he can give you and the trust level in terms of what, right? I mean, yeah, it's that, and it's Malcolm Dandridge right now, unfortunately, is better than Isaiah and Lance.
Good.
Here's the thing about go ahead and playing Dandridge, right? Even if it doesn't pay off for you now because he's learning and you'll have these turnovers and we're precious and him just don't have the relationship, your hope is that by the end of the season he's got enough run and that he's healthy enough that he is giving you what you need at that power forward spot. You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
Or more so, if Precious wants to be the four, Malcolm at the five, that works too. And certainly, you know, that by revving it up on him now, right, and maybe sort of moving away from Isaiah, that run right now is going to help Malcolm Dandridge certainly next year too, right? So if you ain't helping it right now by getting him in there, you're certainly helping next year. Penny's tried with Isaiah. For as long as he can go here now. Lance Thomas keeps running out there shooting threes. They're not dropping.
Yep.
You know, how long are you going to sit with a guy, a big, that's shooting 22% from three and is not rebounding? And is a defensive liability. I mean, it's at some point it's on you to switch that up, and I suspect we'll see the change on Sunday.
Yep.
Next story.
All right. My God. This happened out of nowhere last night on Twitter.
It did. It came out of nowhere.
But it is absolutely incredible. So Kendrick Perkins, who we've had on the show several times, I think we can at this point call him a friend of the show, does some work with radio.com. He tweets last night that in about 30 minutes, I'm going to give my opinion on SportsCenter on why I believe that Russell Westbrook is the best player to have ever put on an Oklahoma City Thunder jersey. He is Mr. Thunder. All right, so there's obviously some shade thrown there, right? Like, he knows what he's doing, right? But he didn't at Kevin Durant. Like, he didn't say anything about Kevin Durant. Then this guy named Mark D'Amico, who covers the Celtics for some publication
up
there.
He's got a check mark, doesn't he?
He does. He said he pushed back on Kendrick. He said he put together the best career within that organization, but he's definitely not the best player to ever put on a jersey for them. Come on, Perk. Kendrick Perkins.
Well, and that's facts.
Yes, 100%. Kendrick Perkins responded and said, hey, Kevin left the door open and Russ walked right in, in which Mark D'Amico responded, I think Russ walked right into the door called second round of the playoffs three straight times. And here's where it gets interesting. Kendrick Perkins responds to that tweet and says, KD lost in the second round without Russ when I was there.
See, so he what felt that a certain mean, way. He pulled KD in with that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, now that was the Grizzly series, correct? Is he referring to the Grizzly series there?
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, because Russell Westbrook was hurt in that series.
Second right. one, yeah.
Yeah. And after Kendrick Perkins tweets that, Kevin Durant jumps in. And Kevin Durant
he's
responded.
He's been frisky lately.
He has.
Responding to fans.
He has been frisky.
On that
exactly
phone
right. Kevin Durant responds to Kendrick Perkins and says, yeah, and our starting center at Kendrick Perkins averaged a whopping 2-3 during that series. You played hard, though, champ. LOL.
And when he looked, and he's like right. Like, that's what he averaged.
And
like,
that
dead
tweet,
on with the numbers.
That tweet got 50,000 likes. I mean, it just ethered Kendrick Perkins. Got 50,000
likes. Yeah, I guess
likes.
None of Kendrick's got that many.
Now, here's where
he's got so many followers.
Here's where this takes a turn. Initially,
not over.
Kendrick Perkins agrees. He says, you're right. I averaged 2-3. Facts on the averages and facts on the championship part two. That was at 9:37 p.m.
That's when we thought it was all done.
Kevin Durant responds with a handshake, and that appears to be that. Except 2 minutes later, something happened in this 2 minute span, this 120-second span.
Somebody got in Kendrick's ear and told him, "You gonna take that?"
After Kendrick Perkins says facts on the averages and facts on the champ part two, he comes back 2 minutes later and says, "Boy, stop. You did the weakest move in NBA history. Up on a team 3-1 in the Western Conference Finals and then go join them the following season. Heart of champion right there." I have a theory about this. Multiple people have access to Kendrick Perkins' Twitter account. And this had to be like somebody that, like, you know, that he's close with that said, we ain't going out
we
like
ain't
this.
Going there.
Oh, no.
We ain't going out like this.
Oh, no, that was him. Somebody just got in his ear and said, "You going to sit there and take that." And Kendrick, being the tough dude he is, he's like, "You right. I ain't got to bow down to him."
Yeah, that was a tough.
So you think possibly someone else tweeted that? No way. That is Kendrick Perkins' words. I'm telling you that right now. We've talked to him. That's out of the mind of Kendrick Perk.
What do you make of all of this?
Oh, I love it. I retweeted Kendrick's because I'm on his side.
Yeah, like Kevin said. Kevin said later that Perkins has been taking shots at him for a minute.
Well, it felt like in Kevin's defense there, and to the point. He did pull him into it. You know, this was about Russ. And then Kendrick goes and says, "Well, hell, what about the one with KD too?" Like, that he did suck him into it. Mm. But again, unfortunately, Kevin, we just saw you a day earlier getting into it with fans and with another reporter about, you know, something else. And he, to his point, we were going to talk about this yesterday and got on to something else and didn't talk about it. But to his point, he looks for this.
He does.
And he actually admitted to it yesterday. "Look, this is a dude that's had burners." Y'all remember? We discussed it here for a week or so. You know, got burners to go out and respond to fans because he's so thin-skinned. He talked about it. He comes to Twitter to talk a little-ish to fans. And in the same way, and this is what I was discussing with John that we could have discussed yesterday, that I think Tom Brady, right, has to find some kind of different motivation. "I've got something to prove still to y'all," as he put in that Instagram post.
Yep.
I think Kevin Durant, in a weird way, and again, maybe it's these great ones, they're looking for that motivation to keep them going. When you're that great, you need something else, something different, something that's not going to motivate John and me. We don't care. You've got I think him responding to fans and think every little fan and what they think, that's what motivates him. And so when Kendrick Perkins comes on, right, and says, you know, hey, you know, questions KD and how important he was for those OKC teams, KD got to jump on in. Part of it's because he can't help it. He's thin-skinned. But the other part of it, I think, is because this is literally what motivates that man. What you think about him motivates him to want to be great. And it's part of the reason why he's at where he's at. And so we can sit here and say, "I don't understand how thin-skinned he is or why he keeps responding." It's part of the reason why it's part of his DNA.
Mm-hmm.
And he wouldn't be the player he is without it. That said, come on, man. To your point, you said he ethered Kendrick Perkins. Is Kendrick Perkins worth it?
Exactly.
Is he worth the ether? Are all these individual fans that do it? I guess because you could say he's on Get Up.
It is a former teammate, too, though. That's a part of it. Like, it's like, really?
Well, I'll put it this way. What Kendrick Perkins said about him and about going to a 73-win team and joining the enemy and you had him down 3-1 is absolutely the facts.
Right.
And I would tell you, I bet what 90% of the league would say in terms of about KD and his career. I know he was looking and hoping that it's all turned around because of the way he performed in the finals for the Golden State teams. But no, that is not the case, KD. That story is still the same. Was talking about this earlier. You went and joined a championship team. You didn't lead that team to a championship. You just joined a winner already, and you were part of the winning. And, yes, you were an assassin in it, but you didn't lead anything. Kawhi Leonard led the Raptors. He took a team and lifted it up to a title. Kevin Durant hadn't done that yet and hadn't proven he can do that. It's part of the reason I think why you're seeing him with the Nets. But again, with that one, I tell you, he's going to have Kyrie too. He wants that part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll bet you that Kendrick Perkins with that, you know, saying, "Hey, at least I could sleep at night, you know, you got that on your brain." He's right on that part because he doesn't have that yet. He hasn't proven that yet, that he's a true leader.
Yeah, but it was fireworks on Twitter last night. That's just so good. I mean, where else you get
that? It's great for the NBA.
It is. It is. Like, it actually does. It's like, oh, man, I remember the NBA. Like,
the NBA's got that part mastered. The drama and allowing these guys and kind of the media jumps right in. It becomes a story, makes the headlines. Like,
no doubt.
They'll talk about it. Kendrick's coming back to the jump today with Rachel Nichols.
Yes, he is.
And this will be the headline and the topic. It makes it great, man, all the trash talking that used to at one time be confined sort of just on the court. That's all we would ever hear about or talk. Now it's spilled over, and we absolutely love it.
All right, we will come back. John Clayton going to join us. Big NFL weekend coming up. NFL playoffs, a divisional round. So it should be a great weekend. We'll talk to John Clayton about the games and more when we come back. Jason and John, 93 FM, ESPN.
At AT&T, we believe that access to affordable home internet brings you incredible opportunities. You can enjoy the power to explore a digital world of possibilities and connect with family, friends, and the things that matter most. That's why there's access from AT&T. If a member of your household is a SNAP participant, you may qualify for home internet at a discounted rate of $10 a month or less. No commitment, no deposit, no installation fee. Plus, get an in-home Wi-Fi gateway included at no extra cost. Call 1-855-220-5211 or visit att.com/access now to learn more.
SNAP refers to the Federal Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Pricing excludes taxes and fees. Includes 1 terabyte of data per month. Data overage charges apply. For details about data allowance, go to att.com/internet-usage. Geographic and service restrictions apply.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
3, 2, 1, Happy New Day!
Now you can enjoy the new year with more games, more chances to win, and even more fun from the Tennessee Lottery. And you can play any way you like. Play quick and win big with instant games. Or try drawing-style games that pack a big money punch. So don't drop the ball. Make a resolution to put a little more cash and a whole lot of fun in your pocket today with the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Extra! Extra! Read all about it, folks! Feast your eyes on the most fascinating thing you've ever seen! The new special edition Jumbo Box! That's right! Extra! Extra! Hot off the press, these special edition Jumbo Box games are loaded with prizes and sweeping the state! Hurry! Get them while you can!
I'll take one.
Hot off the press, special edition Jumbo Box instant games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
NFL playoffs roll on this weekend. Should be a great slate of games. John Clayton writes about the NFL for the Washington Post, and he joins us now. Hey, John, what's going on, man?
Just looking forward to a wild weekend.
Yeah, it is. It is a great slate of games. There's no question about that. Let's start here locally with the Titans. Very improbable, the most improbable of wins last week, and they go into Foxborough and beat the Patriots at home. Can they stop Tom Brady and Lamar Jackson, though?
They stopped Tom Brady, but I think it's going to be tough to stop Lamar Jackson because he's such a roll. And this, you talk about flipping the scripts of this one being so much more difficult. Now, again, you're talking about, you know, a 14-2 team that scores 33 points a game. Nobody, Bill Belichick included, has not figured out a way to stop Lamar Jackson. And to make matters worse, they've got a good run defense. You know, with Michael Pierce having Brandon Williams on the defensive line, and good scheme by Wink Martindale, they're hard to run against. And, of course, you saw last week the success of the Titans. You know, good coaching on defense by Mike Vrabel, bad offense by Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. But then they needed 182 yards out of Derek Harvey to be able to win the football game. And that only allowed, you could have Ryan Tannehill only throw 8 passes. But in a game like this, you would anticipate that Baltimore should be able to score. So it's not going to be the low scoring a game that was expected from last week. And if it gets into a higher the scoring type of a game, a shootout, advantage Baltimore.
What do you do with Ryan Tannehill? And how much of it depends, John? Have you already made the decision if you're the Titans, or how much depends on how far he takes you?
No, I think that you lock him up because you can see he's the right quarterback to be with this coach. Because as long as right now you got to make sure you get the money to make sure that Derek Harvey doesn't go anywhere, because you know you need that running game and he needs that running game. But I think he's a good game manager. Mm-hmm. He's got some mobility, which I think helps, and I think that you can see that you can win with him. You know, he wasn't a bad quarterback in Miami. I mean, he had a lot of bad things going on around him as far as offensive line, you know, different type of talent that maybe wasn't there. And then that constant shift in Miami where they kept losing talent as opposed to gaining talent. So, no, I think that Tannehill needs to get a contract extension. And I think you can see they won with him this year. They can win with him in the future.
John, how shrewd do the Titans look? Because when they sent over multiple draft picks for Ryan Tannehill, people laughed at them. Like, people were like, what on earth are the Titans doing? Yet, like, honestly, it might be one of the smartest personnel moves this NFL season. It's certainly changed theirs. How shrewd does that front office look now?
Well, very shrewd, because when you look, this was a year where there wasn't a lot of teams that were looking for quarterbacks, believe it or not. I mean, it's like, I mean, you saw the moves. I mean, it was Joe Flacco going to Denver, and that one didn't work out. Case Keenum going over to Washington, and that one didn't go work out. In the case of, and that's why, you know, the availability of Tannehill taking the discount and the fact that the Dolphins had to pay a good portion of his salary and then not get great value in return was really a smart move. You know, of course, what you wondered about is like, okay, here's Marcus Mariota. Are they giving up on him? And the answer was no, but they were just protecting themselves in case Mariota got injury or, again, the evaluation was going to go that maybe they looked to Tannehill for the present and the future. So what I can see is that they did a nice job in picking that up, and it was one of the best moves of the offseason.
Mm-hmm. And what becomes of Mariota, John? Does he go somewhere as a backup, maybe where he gets a chance, like a Chicago Bears, if he can overtake a Trubisky? Is that a bad fit? Do you see him on a roster as a backup or a starter next year?
Debatable. It depends on how the starting thing goes, because you know there's going to be more moves. I mean, probably as many as like 8-9 moves. And so how, you know, like, for example, what happens – I mean, you know, with the older quarterbacks, because you know, we're now seeing the phase out of the quarterbacks from the early 2000s and the quarterbacks who are not the running quarterbacks. I mean, this league is now going into more of a running quarterback who can throw a league. Mm-hmm. And so I do anticipate Tom Brady leaving New England. You can see that it's going to be done for Phillip Rivers. Is he going to go to Indianapolis where he could at least reunite with Frank Reich and at least take over there for a short term? And so that's how it goes. And so Mariota's kind of like on that musical chairs, and at some point the chairs aren't going to be there for starting jobs. But again, he could be a candidate in New England. I mean, do they trade for Andy Dalton? So there's a lot of moving parts as far as that goes.
You kind of slipped that one in there, John. You mentioned that you think Tom Brady's done in New England. He's leaving. I guess – why? Like, before we get to where he could go, why has it gone wrong here at the end in New England?
It's just gone wrong because it doesn't look like they want to pay him. And I think that they're now taking that tack. And as Bill Belichick has done, you know, many times at other positions, that it's like, okay, you know, you may still be able to play, but I'm going to make the move on the next guy and do that. I mean, they did it with Richard Seymour. You know, they did it with Chandler Jones. You know, they did it with so many other guys. I mean, Akeem Hicks. And now it looks like they could be doing it with Tom Brady. And so they put a value on what it's going to cost to be able to, you know, have Tom Brady and what his production level is. And again, this is the greatest quarterback of all time. And you've got an owner who does not want Tom Brady to leave the New England Patriots. So, what it looks like is that there's a number that they'll go to, but that number is not going to be probably good enough for Tom Brady. And remember, Tom's given them discounts for more than a decade. And so you would think that they would take care of him, but you know, the price is going to be over $30 million. I don't think they want to go that way. And because of his lack of mobility, which, of course, has been something he's compensated for 20 years, you know, now I think that they're ready to go to more of a quarterback that has some movement, and that means it's probably going to be not Tom Brady unless the price is right, and I don't think the price is going to be right that they're going to accept.
Is it L.A.? I mean, is that the – you know, what are the probable or possible destinations for Tom?
Yeah, a couple moving parts in that one. So what I could see is that, it doesn't look like they're going to pay in the Chargers. They're not going to do it with Phillip Rivers.
Right.
So I could see him going to Indianapolis. And that because right now you can see that Chris Ballard was kind of iffy on what his thoughts were on their quarterback, Jacoby Brissett. All right, so if he leaves, now they have no quarterback other than Tyrod Taylor. So what I could see is that Tom Brady's open up the new stadium, get some excitement going, see if they can win. Because remember, I mean, as bad as it was for the Chargers this year, they won 12 games the year before. So there's talent on that team. It's got a good defense. And now, Anthony Lynn, probably needs to get off to a good start and win. And so I would have to think that that is a good fit in L.A. for Tom Brady.
Two Hall of Fame quarterbacks, or at least in my book, going to meet Sunday night when Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers meet up. To you, John, what's going to be the difference in that game?
The difference in the game, I think, is home field advantage. I mean, Russell hasn't had great games in his three games in Lambeau. I mean, they've done a good job of either pressuring him, taking some things away, and he's going against Aaron Rodgers. But this is the interesting juncture of this meeting, is because Aaron, I don't know if it's – I think it's more the weapons that he has or doesn't have that's causing his downturn in his stats the last couple of years. I mean, only 7 yards an attempt or a completion – or 7 yards per attempt and, 63% completion percentage and only 23 points a game. That's not typical Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
I mean, Aaron's usually 27, 28 points a game, but that hasn't happened now in the last couple of years. And they've got the running game going, which I think is very important. But what I can look at is that you can see that Russell's at that stage right now where it's always been for me Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady as the top two quarterbacks in the league, depending on how each does each year. Now, Russell is at stage because both quarterbacks have 9 playoff wins. If Russell wins this one, particularly in Green Bay, then he now is moved ahead of Aaron Rodgers for the first time in his career. He had an MVP-type season, and if he can pull this off, all of a sudden now in the hierarchy of the NFC, you've got Russell Wilson up top and not Aaron Rodgers.
I'd agree with you.
We are, of course, talking to John Clady. He writes about the NFL for the Washington Post. John, it doesn't feel like we're talking enough about the Saints and how disappointing, the end of their season is. And obviously a lot of focus on New England because of how many Super Bowls they won. But the Saints dynasty could be over. Maybe it's not a dynasty, but the run they've been on could be over just as likely as New England's is. What do you think of the situation there in New Orleans with Breeze and Sean Payton?
I still think they can squeeze out another year, but it's so weird because, to now have 3 years. And remember, it was one of the things that Sean was able to fix because, normally a quarterback as good as Drew Brees, a Hall of Fame quarterback, isn't going to have a losing season. Well, then for 3 years, they went 7-9, and that's only because the defense was bad. I mean, you had Brees putting up 27, 28 points a game, but the defense would give up 30, and they had some historically bad numbers. Well, now what you can see is that they were the most complete team on paper in the NFC and pretty much have been that way since they've been drafting to the defensive line and taking care of that. But then, they lose these weird games, and they lose in the last play. And so I still think that, maybe what you look at with Brady, they thought in New England they could squeeze out one more year and get to the Super Bowl, and that didn't happen. Maybe with Breeze, I still think they can, do it one more year. So I think he'll get another year. But you're right. I mean, they're within a year or so of their run maybe being done.
Will Mike McCarthy be able to deliver the Cowboys back to prominence?
I think so, yeah. that's where I think it – even though Ron Rivera – I don't know if you want to say Ron – I can't say that McCarthy – I think McCarthy's better than Rivera, but they were the most two coaching hires in the league. That was the best that you can get. And so McCarthy's a fit because he goes to an offense that has Dak Prescott, Ezekiel Elliott, the best offensive line in the game, and weapons at wide receiver. And so I like that fit a lot. And I think that the year off is going to help Mike because he'll update some things, you know, from some of the college RPOs and different things like that, that he can work with Dak. So I think that's a good fit. And, you know, it's so weird to think that, you know, here's a Cowboy team. You know, they had two guys that were Pro Bowl alternates get promoted. That's six guys that now are on the Pro Bowl for the Cowboys. They have a total of 15 players on their roster that have been to the Pro Bowl, and you know, they win eight games in the worst division in NFL history. I mean, the NFC East was the worst division outside of the division play in the history of this league, won only 30%. And here they are with all these players, and they don't win. McCarthy has won, built the Packers, and I think that this is a great fit in Dallas.
John, I got to ask you this one. The NFL's chief medical officer, you probably saw this, told the AP that Carson Wentz self-reporting, put it that way, of his concussion systems this week, of his concussion symptoms this weekend, was heroic. You know, that doing that in a game they ultimately lost without him was heroic. Having covered the league as long as you have and as thoroughly, what percentage of quarterbacks do you think would have done this in a league where, you know, there's still a lot of, man, you got to tough it out. What percentage of QBs you think would have done what Carson Wentz did?
I'd say, 10% maybe, because they would try to tough it out. Like, for example, you know, I work the sidelines on games, and I watch how the quarterbacks, you know, when they get hit. I mean, I remember being on the sidelines and watching Carson Wentz trying to talk them out of concussion protocol. I mean, Russell Wilson would do the same thing. Mm-hmm. But I do give, you know, Carson credit, because if you're not feeling right, the damage that can be done is too bad, and you don't want to have that. So, no, I give him a lot of credit for that. But I think it's a little rarer than not. But I think we're in an age right now where concussions are such a big issue
right.
that, you know, more have to do it. But I think for the most part, what you have to see is that you got to continue to have the scouting coming from the press box and the medical people and all that to make sure if there's any question, take him in the tent, take him in the locker room, and test him to concussion protocol. Yep.
Hey, John, enjoy the games this
Thank
weekend.
Thank you for this,
Thank
sir.
You for the time, as always.
Okay, thanks.
Yep, great stuff.
He is John Clayton. Interesting stuff there from him about Brady.
Like, thinks Brady's gone.
Yeah, he definitely thinks Brady is gone, and he thinks Brady would leave for Indianapolis.
I've always fought. I say always. I fought that one. Brady in a Colts uniform.
I don't see it.
I know the fit. Maybe you like the line there. You know the protection, all that. But I don't see him in a Colts uniform. You know, do you?
No, I don't at all. That's like Hakeem Olajuwon in the Raptors jersey. You know, like it just doesn't feel normal. It doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, I never thought I'd see Mike in a Wizards uniform either. So I guess, you know, some
Shaq
things do
in
come
a
to pass.
Celtics uniform.
And he's going to be in
that?
Some other one. Do you still think he's leaving? See, I think the whole thing, to his point, if it's a matter of paying Tom Brady, Robert Kraft going to do that. You understand what I'm saying? That's what I'm going back to with my initial point. I hope my prayer is that he plays for us or he retires. You know, that seems to me where Kraft's going to step in if it's about a money thing, no matter what Belichick says, and say, here's the money, Tom, and as a result, and I'm paying you because really of what you've done for us.
Right.
Right? Like John said, it would seem like a no-brainer.
Yep.
Like the guy's already earned it. And I think that will ultimately be the shoe that drops. Well,
like, honest to God, like.
Because this is about egos. Belichick and Tom saying, you know,
it's one thing.
You're too much now.
Right. It's one thing to not pay Richard Seymour and Chandler Jones
right.
and those guys. This is the guy that's delivered, you know, six championships to your franchise.
And I'm telling you, it's awfully selfish or you know, just egomaniacal to think that you would have won those six without him.
No.
If you were Belichick. You cannot be that, you know, you can't be that full of yourself to think you would have done that without him.
Well, refer to the
year
he tore his ACL, you know?
Well, I mean, it's really just one more go-around. You're telling yourself, you know, you're going to get him some weapons like they clearly tried to do. I don't get it. They're both are best off staying together for now, it feels like to me.
Yep, I agree with that 100% anyway. Thanks to John Clayton for joining us on the show today. Great games this weekend.
Man, I mean, yes.
You got Deshaun Watson versus Patrick Mahomes. You got Lamar Jackson versus the Tennessee Titans. I mean, Russell Wilson versus Aaron Rodgers. This is a great slate of games.
You better have a QB that can run these days and can buy that extra time or run down that field.
I mean, the Raiders.
Because if you don't, look how many of them are in the playoffs.
No doubt. No, you're exactly right.
Just about all of them now.
Yeah, the Raiders have one. He just always fumbles at the goal line.
Who, Carr?
Yeah. He extends that ball, and it's always a touchback.
That's his go-to. That's his signature move.
He keeps on doing it, old fool.
Signature move. All right, we will come back, Jason and John, 92.9 FM.
Memphis is number one sports brand with the power of ESPN, the Grizzlies, the SEC, the NFL, Memphis Hoops and Football Talk, the Golic and Wingo Morning Show, the number one sports morning show in Memphis. Nobody else has the Jeff Calkins Show. Nobody else has the Jason and John Show. Nobody else has Giannotto and Jeffrey. Nobody else has the Gary Parish Show. Nobody but us. America's number one sports station. Resides in Memphis in 2020. 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company in Horn Lake. Melissa Cookston, the owner, has won 8 world championships, so she sets the standard high. Ribs are cooked multiple times per day to give guests fresh from the cooker quality, and when you order a pulled pork sandwich, the pork is hand-pulled right then and not a moment earlier. If you've been to Memphis Barbecue Company, you know it's legit. If you haven't been, go. It's at 709 DeSoto Cove, just off the interstate in Horn Lake. Check them out on the web, memphisbbqco.com.
New year, new budgets. Every small business has unique needs. When you partner with a Dell Small Business Technology Advisor, you get real-time, tailored advice. They'll even give you a free audit on your servers and storage devices to develop a custom solution to help improve your company's productivity. Plus, right now, upgrade to Windows 10 and get up to 45% off select business computers with Intel Core processors. To speak with a Dell Advisor, call 877-BY-DELL. That's 877-BY-DELL.
Credit Karma can help you make financial progress by giving you free scores, reports, and monitoring. But Credit Karma does not give you the love that only a mother can. It's just an app.
I miss my mom.
But you can use Credit Karma to help you improve your credit. But it cannot solve the eternal question surrounding the human condition.
Oh, come on, I need answers.
But signing up is free. No credit card needed. Just download the Credit Karma app now.
Oh, there's my answer.
Credit Karma. Here's the progress.
What's your case worth? Dial #529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Always moving season. So make sure you call my friends at Black Tie Moving for all your moving needs. If you're relocating, whether it's home or office, cross town, whether you're moving across the country, pick up the phone and call them, 316-6196. They have changed moving in the city of Memphis. I went with them 2.5 years ago when I moved into my house, and I'm glad I did because they were efficient, they were fast, they were on time. Everything went where it needed to go. The guys were friendly. Nothing got broken. And that's the best case scenario. But that's the always scenario with Black Tie Moving. So pick up the phone, call them, 316-6196. Book your move now because it is going to start booking up fast. Moving season's always here. Black Tie is going to take the chore of moving your things out of your hands and make it that much easier for you. Black Tie Moving, change and moving in the city of Memphis. Call today. Okay, I didn't catch it. I'm going to be honest with you. He slipped that one in. But Derek Harvey is not the running back for the Titans. We will say that for the record. Derek Harvey is the Trump whistleblower. I think he also might have played.
He's a former defensive end.
Yeah, he also played defensive end at Florida.
John Clayton said a million names. He's under the weather. You can hear it in his throat.
Yeah.
And y'all gonna get on him for calling him Derek Harvey. Derek Harvey going to run for 180, as I just tweeted.
Yeah.
We
you think
he's
going
to?
You think he's going to run for 180 on the Ravens?
No.
Yeah.
That can't happen 2 weeks in a row.
Right.
That's why I tell you that. I do think he's going to be more successful than you all seem to think. There's a reason why things have been more wide open for him. It's because they finally have a weapon on the outside that you got to respect. You have to respect the pass when it comes to Tannehill and this. Even though they didn't have to do it much, you still have to respect it. That's helped open things up.
Yeah, I mean, look.
Here's your NFL breakdown.
Here's
AJ Brown, a beast.
You know, here's the truth. The run for the Titans has been incredible. Like to even be here is the way their season started, nothing short of miraculous. Okay, I mean,
you think this? That you're setting me up to tell me that, but this is where it ends. I can literally hear the other foot about to drop.
It's 100% over this weekend.
I knew you were hitting me. You were
that's not even
me.
That's not a controversial opinion either. I mean, they're 9.5 point underdogs.
You know, they're huge.
I was 10 when I looked this morning.
They're huge dogs in this game.
Yeah, Mel, if I was a betting man, you know.
I mean, I'm not saying
that line.
No, that's a different conversation though, right? Like if you're going to take 9.5, whether or the money line, Titans on the money line, you know. So, you know, I think it's been a miraculous run for the Titans, and you have to give them credit. I mean, they made the quarterback change and everything else changed.
8-3 with Tannehill, dude.
Absolutely.
They're a different ball club now.
But they are running into, you know, this ain't Tom Brady disgruntled with his receiving core, right? I mean, this is the most dynamic offense in football right
now. I guess you could say explosive and high scoring and all that, John, but it's an offense, too, that when it does throw, it throws to its tight ends. It's not like it's got these receivers that you can't cover on the edges. You know, they're throwing to Mark Andrews. You know, it's mostly run, and there's certainly the threat of Lamar either running or passing. So it's double trouble. But I'm not gonna sit here and act like this is some, you know, this is some offense that it's impossible to stop. Like again, if you can stack up against the run, it's hard enough to do because they got more than just, you know, Jackson running at you. Ingram is too. Now his health is in question.
It sounds like he's gonna play though.
Oh yeah, does sound. But I don't think he's anywhere close near to 100%, and he may not even be 90%. That said, if you can somehow be successful against the run, hell, I'm doubling up Mark Andrews every time he goes out because that's Lamar Jackson's guy. Mm. I'm gonna be like Belichick. I want to take away their best thing. Then you've got a chance if you're making this man throw to the edges. So anyway, I'm not gonna sit here and act like it's Goliath, John, and David can't win this one. Dude, the way the Titans are playing ball, you don't want to tackle Derrick Henry right now. And the way that offensive line is pushing, literally pushing defensive lines out, and did it with the Patriots, a good defense. The space it's getting to, so where Derrick Henry didn't even meet in contact, John, until he's 5 yards down the field, they can do this. Now, will they? It's to be determined. But, man, I think it's going to be a close game and certainly within that 10.
Yeah, like I mean.
9.5 or whatever you want to put it at.
I mean, Lamar Jackson's the prohibitive favorite to win the MVP. I mean, he's, you know, he can beat you with his arm. He can beat you with his legs. Like, I just, you know, the Titans have not, they have not seen a talent like this.
Yeah, you know, there's no more weaknesses you can go to with them, though, and say, well, this is the reason they won't. All we can say at this point is the Baltimore's too good. You'll at least give me that you've been wrong on this team in the sense that you didn't respect the D. When they finally made the change, yeah, oh, they'll still be Titans. They got through, and it's done. Whether they win this weekend or not, they got in the playoffs. They won a game. They're a better team than you thought.
No, there's no doubt.
And if any year a 9-7 team could make the Super Bowl, this would be one of them, I think.
Well, that's not.
I mean, you got the goat out.
Yeah.
Now, so you're.
Not ridiculous. That's not a ridiculous thing to say.
Yeah. Especially with the way they're winning at this time of year, with mostly the run and great defense.
But
and a quarterback
who
won't lose the game for you.
Like if I'm a Titans fan, like I'm happy with this season already.
Oh, sure you are.
Like knowing that it's coming to an end this weekend.
Well,
you beat Tom Brady in Foxborough. You had the best game against a Bill Belichick coach defense in the playoffs ever for Derrick Henry.
You're finally seeing some consistency.
Yeah.
At the quarterback position, you're 8-3, right? You're not just 500. You've been a winner with Tannehill, and so and Clayton says, I guess just pay him. I don't know if I could upgrade there and know it's an upgrade. You know, I'd keep my options open.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be hesitant to give Tannehill the whole, you know, the kitchen sink, everything else, $100 million, put
right
it that way. I'd keep my options open. That said, Titans fans got to be awfully happy, man, because finally, you know, those instances where they've just had those letdowns, they're getting through those now. They can win, John. I'm not saying they will, but they can win this weekend.
So it'll be a fun game, no doubt. Fun year for the Titans. There's no doubt about that. I think you have to be pleased with all that you have accomplished. Again, going into this weekend knowing that it is very likely going to be over. I mean, if you win, that is one of the biggest upsets in the history of NFL football. I mean, it just is. It's again, a solid defense, solid offense. They have gotten bounds better after they made the switch at quarterback. But, you know, again, like Baltimore is the second-ranked offense in the NFL. They put up 407 yards a game. They led the league in rushing by an absolutely ridiculous margin. And Lamar Jackson is the MVP. I mean, this is – you know, it don't look good. No. I would rather play any other team in the AFC. Like if it was the Chiefs, Jason, or if it was, you know, somebody else, like, you know, I would actually give the Titans a chance. I don't really give them a chance this weekend.
Titans fans should be happy, win or lose, because they've settled the situation with Marcus Mariota. Now you know, right? And if you're ready to move on with Tannehill, that's a whole – but you know on Mariota, so you can move on from that.
Yep.
There's no question about it. The other thing you know, quite frankly, is that you have an absolute stud in A.J. Brown.
No doubt about that.
This year as well. Yes. So you add that to ending the GOAT, you know, ending that run for that dynasty, at least for right now. It's been a hell of a season, win or lose, no matter what they do this weekend. It's been a great season. Titans fans should absolutely feel good.
I also do think the Baltimore defense is a little underrated. Like, I don't think
– I don't want to hear that. Yeah,
I mean, they
Patriots
were,
defense was good.
No, it was the best. But, I mean, Baltimore was the number four defense in the league, you know. I mean,
I think they're a little bit better against the run than even the Pats were, and that's good and fine.
Top five.
Derrick Henry doesn't care at this point.
Top five run defense. But, yeah, I mean, he is unstoppable right now. So, it'll be a good game. It'll be a good game. But I think it ends for
that's
the Titans.
A late game on Saturday.
This weekend. All right, when we come back, your calls, 535-3776, 535-ESPN. What did you think of the game last night? Does it change your opinion on the team? Are you upset? Are you mad? Where are you on the Memphis Tigers? 535-ESPN, 535-3776. Your calls when we come back. Jason and John, 93.9 FM, ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
This is Gary Parish from the Gary Parish Show reminding you that if you're a vodka drinker, make sure you're drinking New Amsterdam Vodka. It's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As you surely know by now, it's so smooth, you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. Do you know how silly it is to pay nearly twice as much for another bottle when New Amsterdam is awesome and available? It's super silly, so don't do that. Just grab a bottle or a case of New Amsterdam Vodka, which is the fastest growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. If you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. And check this out. New Amsterdam now also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, either by choice or necessity, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name when you're in a bar, in a restaurant, or in a liquor store. It's New Amsterdam Vodka.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.